There have been a few warnings going around for people to be on the alert of a pension scam affecting retired military members. Already two people have appeared in the Paarl Magistrates Court just last month on fraud charges. According to the South African police, they have been attracting retired and former military people, even people with who have parents who maybe fought in World War II, saying that there's pensions available if you then apply and you give in a administration fee, and then you never hear from them again. We received an email from a listener, Conita Omer, asking about this apparent pension payout for former soldiers who fought in World War II. Conita joins me now on the line from Otteri. Conita, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Tell me about your story. Who contacted you? Who approached you about this apparent pension payout for World War II veterans?
Good morning, Lester, and thanks for affording me the opportunity. It's a long overdue, this conversation. And I just want to mention before I answer your question, you know, it's not for me and it's not for the money. I'm thinking of all the other poor people that ran and filled in and stood like horses in queues. And today I'm sure most of them has passed on. Anyway, what are we looking at? 2021, 11 years later, mm-hmm. 10 years ago, there was an ad in the paper to say that, you know, the families of the war veterans can come forward to submit applications and obviously bring proof of your parents' or family's war documents, which I still have today. And we went forward, and we were running around like for a year thereafter. Then it was Goodwood Prison. Then it was the castle. Then there was a place in Mitchell's Plain. And obviously, you follow because you want to do the right procedures. And to date, nothing has happened until last year. Somebody informed us there's people running the same thing and we need to go forward. And obviously we went forward and did all the paperwork again, and to date, nothing. I've been following up via emails and phone calls and nothing. And you know, Lester, again, I say, if I get 50 rand, fine. If I don't, it's also fine. But I want to really know what has happened to all those poor people out there and the money that's due to them.
How much did you pay to some sort of application or administration fee?
No, that is nothing. It was a 20 bucks. That's not my argument is not the 20 rand. My argument is, I mean, this, the recent one we've been to now, this offices was buzzing. There was people in and out. There was, and I questioned them and they said, no, they're going to contact us. And when I started nagging, they said, no, Britain is going to contact us straight. They were not going to go via them, which is called the military, the British Military Advisory Training Team. And I just find that, you know, it's not acceptable. I want to know what is going on. Okay. Where does this people come from all of a sudden, 10 years later, and then promise everybody? And I promise you, they weren't only working in Otteri. They were working in Easter River. I remember them, but they told us this thing. And I mean, I had proof. So, yeah, what is happening? What is going on? Okay. That's my question.
Conita, hold on the line. We may have some people who could help you. John Stupart is a director at African Defence Review, writing some news reports appearing on their website about a similar situation. John, thanks so much for joining us on the show. John, are you
Hello?
There?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Yeah.
Does any of this ring true to you in your mind, in your experience of the British providing some form of compensation for, you know, former World War II officers?
So I can say with a 99.9% degree of certainty that this is a scam. This is, you know, it raises so many red flags. And I think the key here is that they're essentially masquerading themselves as the British Military Advisory and Training Team in South Africa, which first and foremost ended in 2017 in December. So it doesn't exist in South Africa anymore as an organization. And even then it was under the acronym BPST. The second thing is this group was essentially comprised of a small group of British reservists who assisted the South African Defence Force in peace and support training. And initially in 1994, in the integration of our defence forces from all the various military groups we had, they at no point had anything to do with paying our veterans, you know, a pension fund or anything like that. And there definitely would be no link there between the BMAT or the BPST and a grant now for the Second World War or even Korean War veterans, purely because those grants are already available through the national governments, through our national government, and has very little to do with the British at all. So yeah, I think you know, anybody who's looking at this and thinking there's a potential grant available if they have a, you know, someone in their family who's a veteran, I think that's just simply not the case. It's absolutely questionable, yeah. Highly questionable.
Cornita says it's not about the 50 Rand administration payment that she made. That doesn't really fuss her much, but if you have con artists scamming 100, 200, 500, 1,000 people, that then works into a pretty, you know, fairly large sum of money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like Kanita said, if the place was buzzing, as she said, you know, 20 Rand times however many hundreds or even thousands of people coming through and paying 20, because, you know, 20 Rand to most people seems like a small amount to risk it, as it were, for the chance of a pension. So I think it's highly enticing. You know, something like with the name British Military Advisory and Training Team, you know, sounds like a legitimate organization, and it was a legitimate organization, and that's something that you could potentially invest into. There are obviously, if you Google it, there are mentions of the BMAT team in South Africa, but it's just kind of vague enough to, I think, convince people who are maybe not particularly familiar with the way the BMAT operated within the South African Defence Force or the Department of Defence to be like, oh, I can try 20 Rand. But it's absolutely not the case, nor I suspect will it ever be so. Yeah.
John, stay on the line. When I bring into this conversation, sure. Pucky Grief is the National Secretary of the South African Defence Force Union, National Defence Force Union. Pucky, thanks so much for coming on to the show. Unfortunately, not the first time that we're hearing of such scams affecting, you know, the families of former military officials in South Africa.
Yeah, unfortunately not. You know, I have to tell you that I agree with John, except to say that I'm not 99.9% sure it's a scam. I'm 100% sure it's a scam. The fact is there is no grants, pensions, or any other benefits payable to people who served in the South African military in whatever decade, unless it goes through the existing legislation, which is at the Department of Military Veterans. And there's some other legislation that regards pensions like the GEPF and so on. There is simply no such thing as anybody else paying former soldiers from whatever era any grant. And as far as BMAT is concerned, it's entirely correct. They mainly assisted with the transition or the integration to the SANDF. And I think the main word in their acronym is the A, which is advisory. It has got nothing to do with payments of grants or anything else. But I do understand, you know, that people who are not familiar with these things are scammed into it because it sounds, as John said, vague enough to be real, and it's got a semblance of credibility. But it is, in fact, a scam. If you're not getting your grant from a government process, in other words, a public service department process, as such a Department of Veterans, or being offered it, well, they won't offer you. You have to apply for it. Then it's simply a scam. Just ignore it. It's not real.
What's to say about, in many cases, the desperation of many South Africans whose families have fought in whatever conflict or any war, represented whichever facet of the now South African Defence Force? What's it say about people who say that they've largely feel abandoned after their loved ones have served in armed forces?
No, look, I don't know about any dispensation in South Africa. One has understanding for the socioeconomic hardships that this country faces and its populace faces. You know, I might be under correct due to correction here, but subject to correction here. But I don't have any knowledge of any pension grant or benefit that is payable to the family of a former serving member. Mm. It is always through the serving member. While he is still in life. And if for instance, in the current military veteran benefits includes things like housing and medical, then, of course, if a person is granted a house because they applied for it as a military veteran, then, of course, that house will go to his dependents later on, or his family later on through an estate and so on. But any payments of cash or that kind of thing, that's never been made to families of former members, except for the group life insurance scheme, which is a serving member of the SANDF, that when that person dies away while in service, a benefit is payable to the family.
Mm. Bucky, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. John, and plenty of people seem to know about this. There's a message here that says, "Hi, Lester. It's not about the 20 rand, but the many personal documents they have in their possession. We do know that there is a case before the Paarl Magistrates Court of something linked to this. Do you know if anyone has been held accountable so far?"
Not personally myself, no. But it does. You raise an interesting point there about the transferring of personal documents and things like that, and that there's also a POPI consideration now, you know, to take into account if that information itself is perhaps allegedly been used for, you know, it itself as a valuable commodity, i.e. selling on to someone else. So I think, you know, whichever way this is going, if anyone's been affected or has, you know, paid in their 20 rand and I think more importantly submitted all of their personal information, I would think maybe take a look and see about sort of either laying charges or seeing what's going on with this, because it's definitely not, as Pucky says, a legitimate enterprise.
Guess that the British would have nothing to do with it.
No, sorry, I missed the first half there, but I assume you're saying, sorry?
People asking whether they could report this to the British High Commission, but I guess that the British High Commission would say, well, we have nothing to do with us. This was never a project that we were involved in. So I would guess they would only, like you, would be putting out a warning to people saying that don't necessarily fall for these scams.
Yeah, no, I think if anybody from the High Commission is listening to the show today, I it would be very helpful, I think, if they issued some kind of statement just confirming that this is not a legitimate thing, and to push it on their socials and all that, just to get the message out there. And I think that's the best that they can hope for, yeah.
Well, John Stupert of Africa Defence Review, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Kanita, I want to bring you back into this conversation. You've been listening. You have largely your answer that you were probably duped into a scam. It doesn't make you feel good, of course, but your thoughts?
Yes, it doesn't make me feel good. Again, I'm saying I'm not talking for myself. I'm talking for everybody else out there, the other poor people that, you know, I'm not fortunate. I'm okay. I have a loaf of bread every day. What about the poor people that was hanging onto that thread? The other thing I wanted to ask was, so what happened 10 years ago with all the documents that we submitted as well? That was legit, wasn't it?
Well, that's the question that many people are asking, and that someone that I think it was William who said it's not about the 20 rand, it's also about what could be done, what nefarious things could be done with those personal documents and the personal information. I would suggest that if you haven't already, approach the police and approach them if they have heard of this. There is already a case before the Paarl Magistrates Court of two people who have been arrested in connection with a retirement and pension scam that references the Queen of England and the British Army. So I would suggest you then approach the police station, say there is this case already. Is it connected? Maybe you then bolster that case. I have your email address. I will forward you.
Some of the reporting that
John and his team have already been doing in this regard. But Kanita, I hope it brings some clarification. Not a happy ending, but thanks so much for getting in contact with us nonetheless.
Yeah, I must thank you for taking it forward to me. I really appreciate it. And to everybody else there, you know, keep your heads up. I mean, it is, we're playing around with our late parents here. It's not a joke.
Definitely.
You know, so yeah. But thanks so much, Lester. You go well.
Kanita Omer in Autry, thanks so much.